Whoa, look at you, fancy man. Someone's getting into the New Year's spirit, huh? Hey, Allie, check out our strapping roommate and his colorful clothes.
Ugh, God, that shirt is way too loud. Why would you do that to yourself? Or to me? Go take it off and wear regular clothes like a normal person.
Who even dresses up in clothes like that when they're at home anyway? That's so weird.
What do you mean you're going to a party?
Have you looked out the window today? Well, maybe you should have a look, party boy. Because you're not going anywhere, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's been snowing hard all day. All the doors are blocked. And the driveway, too.
Oh, God, look at your cute little face. I could almost see the exact moment when your heart broke. Sorry, no party for you.
Cheer up, Buttercup. Now you have an excuse to ditch the lame party and rug up here at home. It's an absolute win, in my opinion. Of course it was gonna be lame. It was a party that you were invited to. Besides, were you gonna try and meet a girl or something?
You were? Well, to be honest, you weren't gonna pick up any chicks wearing that goofy shirt anyway, so I think you may have saved yourself from embarrassment. Oh, come on, I'm just messing with you. Come on, don't pout like that. You know it's not nearly as fun to tease you when you're actually getting upset. Look, missing the party isn't the end of the world. Right, Allie?
Oh, yeah. No, like you said, staying home is way better than going to some stupid party. So come on, buddy. Come sit down. Watch some crappy reality TV with little Allie over here.
Here, I've been making some snacks. Try some. There you go. This isn't so bad, huh? Relaxing on the couch, watching some garbage TV with your two super duper fun roommates.
Yeah. It really doesn't get any better than this. Who needs chicks when you got two roommates like us?
Sure, this is nice, but maybe we can do something more fun to make up for the missed party. Right, Allie?
What's better than this?
Oh, I don't know. We could play Truth or Dare, maybe. That's a fun party game, right?
You two can play if you want. I'm good.
I'm sure it would be more fun for all of us if we all played.
But there's like 30 minutes left to go in my show. Do I have to?
It's trash anyway, okay? Every episode is the same. Come on, turn it off.
Okay, yeah, but I still enjoy it, Blair. Just be patient, wait for me. Play without me. I don't care.
Allie! Oh my gosh. Hey, dork, since you're stuck here instead of going to a lame party, why don't you make yourself useful and go grab that blanket of yours from your room? You know, the one I keep stealing from you? Allie! What are you doing?
What? I'm watching my show.
Yeah, well, our roommate is bummed out. Come on, you saw how excited he was to go to that party.
Come on, I already said it was gonna be lame anyways. Fine. Bounce back. Probably. Can't we just chill and watch some TV?
Can't we just try to make his New Year's not completely suck? He does nice stuff for us all the time. Let's do something nice for him.
Wow, Blair. I knew you were such a softie.
Oh, shut up. And don't tell him I said any of that. Maybe let's just lay off the tormenting for a bit.
Yeah, all right, I get it. I want him to feel better too. Okay, fine, let's try to cheer him up, I guess. Don't tell me to be nice to him. You're way more mean than me.
No, I'm not. You... Oh. Quiet, he's coming back.
Hey, Rumi's back. Oh my god, yay, woo, yeah. Let's go.
Real subtle. Good news. When you were gone, Allie decided that she really wants to play Truth or Dare with you. Isn't that so sweet of her?
Yeah, like, I'm turning off the TV right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah, so come on over, Rumi. Have some couch between us. That way we can all share that big warm blanket of yours while we get our truth and dares on.
Okay, everyone knows the rules, right? We each take turns picking truth or dare, and we have to answer honestly and follow through with all of the dares. Whoever chickens out of their dare takes on toilet cleaning duties for the entirety of next year.
Oh my god, those are some high stakes. But I'm in. No way I'm backing out of a dare. No coward. Let's get started already. I'm getting bored.
Okay, since you're so eager, you go first. Truth or dare, Allie?
Truth, I guess.
Did you eat that last cookie that I made last month?
Oh my god, are you still upset about that? Get a life.
Well?
Yes, it was me.
You little...
Next turn. Okay, come on. Let's keep the show moving. It's your turn, Rumi. Truth or dare? Truth. Okay, let's see. Oh, I know. Which one of us is your favorite roommate? No cheating. You have to pick from one of us.
Oh, Allie, you dummy. You're just begging to be disappointed at this point.
Oh, please, come on, Rumi. Remember who put a fake rat in your bed on Halloween?
Oh, come on. That was funny. It was part of the season. And besides, remember who has an Xbox in her room that you always want to play? As long as you say the right answer.
Seriously? Oh, come on. You basically bribed him. Whatever. Your turn.
Well, since I'm not a coward, I'll be the first to pick dare. Come on, give me your worst, Rumi. Ew. What? Oh my god, you don't pull any punches, do you? Smell Ellie's socks? Ugh.
Okay, sure, you heard him. Smell my sock or you're on toilet duty for the whole year. Here you go, Blair Blair. And just so you know, I've been wearing these socks for 3 days.
Ugh. Okay. Ugh. You're disgusting. But I'm more mad at you, Rumi, since that was your dare after all. But I'm about to get you back. I'd avoid picking dare if I was you. Truth or dare? All right, truth. Okay, tell us who your crush is.
Oh, whoa,
Don't look at me like that. You just made me smell Allie's nasty feet. The gloves are off. Now be honest. I'll know if you're lying.
Oh my god, he totally has a big crush on someone. Look at him getting all hot and bothered just thinking about it.
Huh? Come on. You have to say it nice and loud or it doesn't count.
Yeah, come on. I want to hear who it is.
Say it, say it, say it, say...
Oh.
Wait. You're kidding, right? Oh my gosh, are you serious? Allie and I are your biggest crushes? Nah, you're making that up.
You don't think he is? Look at how red he is.
Oh god, you're right. He's embarrassed.
Squirming so much.
Well, maybe we should move on before he changes any more shades. Come on, Allie. It's your turn to give me a dare.
Oh, you're so confident you're already picking dare, huh?
Damn right. You know I'm all about taking action.
All right, well, considering the real juicy bombshell our adorable roommate just dropped, I think it makes sense to really dial in on that. So, Blair, I dare you. Just go down nice and close to him. And give him some head scratches.
All right, I suppose if it's a dare, I can't really say no then, can I? Come here, sweetie. Let's see how you handle being up close with your big crush. Oh my, you like that, don't you? You like how I'm running my fingers through your hair, scratching your scalp, nice and firm.
He likes it so much. Look at him lean under your hand. But I bet he'd like it even more if you did on the back of his neck, too.
Like this?
Oh, yeah. Just like that. Look at him arch his back. So goddamn cute.
So cute. We better hurry up and continue this game, otherwise he's gonna melt faster than the snow outside.
Right, well, whose turn is it to ask again? Oh, yeah, I think it's your turn, Remy. But since you seem a tad overwhelmed, I'll start you off. I pick Dare.
She's picked Dare, honey. Whatever will you make her do? You know what you want. Just ask her. Live the crush you've had on us to the fullest.
I should have known.
Well, I had no idea we had a roommate with such refined tastes.
I know, right? Having the hots for his two goth roommates, and now he's asking me to blow in his ear. I guess now it's my turn to get nice and close. You ready for this? Well, you know I love making you squirm. You know, I always suspected you had a crush on me. You always got so weird whenever I'd sit next to you or brush up against you.
You're one to talk. I don't think I've ever seen you this animated, Allie.
Oh, shut up. I'm just glad to finally have some excitement around here. See, we're usually so boring, but you're not so bad when you're blushing, Musses.
I am not blushing.
Well, you're not nearly as flustered as he is right now. I'll give you that much. Why are you so nervous, cutie?
Why would you be embarrassed? You know, we're not teasing you by doing this. Well, we totally are teasing you, but we're not making fun of you. We're actually enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, a lot.
And technically, this isn't part of the game, but I'll give you this truth for free. I may have a crush on you, too. A small one, anyway.
Well, I do too. I mean, you're really cute. We both always thought it ever since the first day you moved in with us.
And you're always so helpful and sweet. It's super attractive, honey. So don't feel like we're just doing this to make you feel better or anything. You're not the only one indulging in your crush.
All right, well, let's make this more interesting. Whose turn is it to do a dare?
No idea, but I don't need to be dared to do this.
God, Blair, you're really into him, aren't you?
I can't help it. Look how handsome he is. Reeling from just a single kiss.
Well, I think this game has run its course. Let's just indulge ourselves, as you say.
He's so adorable when he gets pampered with attention. You can hear his breath hitching in his throat.
And if you keep being so cute, we're gonna have to keep you as our forever roommate. even after a lease for this place is up.
Oh, it won't be so bad, would it? Never being able to leave. Stuck with your two crushes forever while they shower you with attention.
Yeah, plus you wanted to pick up some chicks tonight, right? Well, I'd say that you succeeded. Right, Blair?
Right. And we're gonna be here for you. All into the new year.
Got that right. At least until next year.
Come here, babe. We're going to spoil you.
It's probably more accurate to say that you're gonna spoil us, though. Let's see what we're working with here. Oh my. Looks like someone was getting a little hard under the blanket this whole time.
Oh, really? Let me have a feel. Oh my god. Fuck. You're even more excited to be with us than I thought. And you seem to be getting harder while we both rub your cock through your pants.
I think we better make good use of it. No reason to waste a good boner, right?
That's right. No boners go to waste in this house. That's a new rule.
Fuck yes. Let's get him out of these clothes. Indulge the fuck out of him. It's winter after all. Gotta stay warm.
We are not fucking you in this ugly ass party outfit. We have standards, you know.
Of course we're gonna fuck you, babe. You don't get our motors down like this by being so cute and get away without getting your world rocked.
Exactly. Besides, I think it's time we really bonded as roommates. Especially if you're ours forever now.
Come on, pull his underwear down. Let's fuck him already.
Not so fast. We've got to enjoy this. Take it nice and slow. Unwrapping the present is the best part. Come on, let's pull them down together.
All right.
On go. 5, 4.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck. He's so hard.
So fucking hard.
I guess this is what they mean by actions speaking louder than words. You can say you have a crush on us, and it's flattering.
But showing us how hard we make you is so much more.
Fuck yeah. The only way this cock of yours could look better is buried inside me. Don't you agree, sweetie?
Disagree. Me first.
Jesus, I have never seen you move that fast. Fine, you can have him first. But I will be having a turn.
Yeah, whatever. Lay back for me, Romy. Oh, fuck, he's so good. That's it. All right. Are you ready for this? Let's fucking rock and roll. Fuck. Oh, fuck, God.
How does it feel, Allie?
It feels really good inside me. This cock fits so well inside my gut. It's like he was made to be there. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna fuck you so good, baby. Make you come so hard. You don't have any left to pump inside of Blair. Hey, what the fuck?
Oh, don't you like having your ass spanked, Allie?
Fuck.
Don't be greedy. There's plenty of our cute roommate to go around. Especially with these big, full balls of his. So save some for me.
Okay, I will. I'll save some gum for you. Just keep spanking me, please.
Oh, don't worry. I will. Just keep fucking him nice and slow like that. Make him feel amazing. And I'll make your ass redder than Rudolph's nose. Both cheeks.
Oh, God, it feels really good. Why are you keeping this nice cock from us this whole time, Rumi? You're so greedy. Keeping this to yourself when you could have been giving us good dicking every single fucking day. Fuck yeah.
It's all right. We'll forgive you, sweetie. But only if you make it up to us by filling us up every fucking day from now on. Whenever we want your cock, you give it to us. Got it?
Oh, fuck. Every single day. Would you be a free user roommate for us? Yeah. Letting us use you on a whim. Say it. I want to hear you say it, babe. Oh my god. This one brings her music to my ears. Do you like it when I fuck you, baby? Bouncing on your cock like this.
Oh, he does. I think he especially likes seeing your juicy ass bounce and jiggle every time you slam down onto him. Go on, sweetie. Give Allie's ass a good slap and a squeeze. You know you want to.
Yes. Yes, Mimi. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. You're gonna come. You're gonna fucking come.
Already? You thirsty bitch. You should be ashamed of coming that fast.
I can't help it. It feels so good. Come on, babe. Open the thick, hot load of your gum inside. Fill me up. Come on. Read me. Do it. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Shit. Oh, God. Fuck.
Fuck yes, baby. Queen pie her pussy. Fill that cone to the brim. That's her. Read her.
Oh my. Fuck. That was amazing, babe. So fucking good. Oh, hey!
Get your ass off him. It's my turn.
Jesus, just ask or something.
Look at you, babe. Still rock hard. Talk about a quick refractory period. Are you ready to go for round two? You just keep getting better and better, don't you? Stay laid the fuck back for me. I'm gonna take you for the ride of a lifetime. Allie set the bar, but I'm gonna raise it. I wanna sit on your cock, look you in the eye while I make you bust inside me.
Oh. Feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, fuck, you fill me so perfectly, sweetie. Are you ready to come again? Oh, I know, baby, I know. Your cock must be so sensitive, and that brain of yours must be so overstimulated. But trust me, once I make you come again, you'll feel like you're in heaven.
Oh, come on and write him already. You're such a tease, Blair.
Fuck yes, I am. But if he wants me to ride him, then he has to beg for it. Beg for it, baby. Tell me how much you fucking want me. I don't know if I'm convinced yet. Why don't you try whimpering a bit more to persuade me?
Oh, for fuck's sake, bang him or I'm taking another turn.
Oh, fine, you two are so needy and impatient. Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Lay back and moan for me while I fuck you. Oh,
fuck, that's so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Ride him faster, Blair.
Hey, no backseat driving, bitch. This is my show now.
Oh, God, I'm so fucking horny. I can't just sit here and watch. It's so boring.
Fine, if you want to be involved, then get over here and lick my pussy while I bounce on this fucking dick.
It's so gross. Besides, how would I even get in there while you're riding him?
Fuck. Get over here and find out. Fuck.
Oh my god, this is so humiliating. I can't believe I'm this desperate.
Stop pouting and get in there.
Hey, watch the hair.
Zip it and lick whore.
Fine.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Keep going, keep going. Oh my god, you guys feel so fucking good.
Oh my god, you're so hot, Blair. Getting it all over my face.
Oh, you're one to talk. You're fucking dripping all over the floor as we speak. Oh, just suck it up. Literally. Oh god.
Baby. Are you rubbing my clit? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Hey.
She's already had a turn. Focus on me. I want your full fucking attention.
No, I need this. I'll unrip my clit a little, or else I'll stop licking her cunt.
Fine, but keep your eyes on me. I want you to look at my eyes while I drain you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it feels so fucking good. Fuck. Yeah, keep going, both of you. You fucking sluts. I adore my slutty hot roommates, and you two are so fucking sexy. The fuck? Get deeper in there, Allie. Come on, stick your tongue in deeper. Fuck. Oh my god, you both feel so good. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't fucking stop just like that. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Fucking come.
Now who's coming fast?
Fuck, shut up. It's different. Oh, with you licking my clit, it's more intense. Oh.
Semantics. Fuck. You're as needy as the rest of us. I think our roommate's cock is just that good.
It is.
Fingers aren't that bad either.
This cock is just a fucking good fuck. Oh god, here it comes. Oh fuck, come with me, baby. Be a good boy. Come deep inside me while I come all over your dick. Oh, come on. Bring me right fucking now. Right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Come inside her. Oh, that bitch up. Breed her with all this swim.
Oh, my
God. God, yeah.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
God, I'm close.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
So hot.
Hey, stop rubbing her clit. No freebies.
Come on. I was so close to coming again.
God, have some restraint. Sit the fuck down, idiot.
Fine.
Oh, fucking shit. That felt so good, baby. So fucking good. And judging by your cock finally deflating, I'd say you're spent this time.
It was so fucking good. Taking both your roommates, sharing your cum. So hot.
Jesus, Allie, settle down. You really were on the edge, weren't you? Were you about to bust, bitch?
Fuck. Fuck, Blair.
You were serious. Fuck, baby. You really got Allie all hot and bothered. Look at this big mess she made.
Fuck you, Blair. You're the one who was so desperate to cheer him up because you're a big softy.
Shut up, you whore. Oh, you heard us talking about that earlier? Well, I guess given our confession and the fact that he just came inside us both, raw, I suppose it's fine to know that we do, in fact, care about him. Somewhat. Don't let it go to your head.
You do love him. Don't be prude.
I do. And I'm going to love having him take a more active role as our roommate.
Filling us up whenever you want. On 24/7 call is our personal fucking gum machine.
Busting inside of us over and over again. Every single fucking day.
Honestly, we may as well sell your bed and refurbish your room and use the space for something else. Since you'll be taking turns spending the night in each of our beds. Right, Blair?
Too fucking right. You'll be like our human-sized teddy bear, cuddling us every night. Right after we fucked you silly, of course.
Oh, speaking of cuddling, come here, babe. I'm fucking exhausted.
I think a good long cuddle session is in order.
Yeah, and we can think about what to replace your bedroom with. While we snuggle.
I'm thinking a home dungeon. Get some BDSM equipment to spice up our play sessions.
Oh god, that's such a good idea. It's so hot. Could you imagine it, babe? You and me tying Blair down to a table and teasing the fuck out of her and edging her for hours.
In your dreams. But I'm sure we can find some fun activities to do in a dungeon together. Besides just straight up fucking, obviously. Oh, and Happy New Year's, by the way.
Wait, what time is it?
It's like 12:04.
Oh, man. Sorry, babe. We should have done the whole countdown shit for you.
I mean, we kinda had a countdown. Plus, there were fireworks in the form of Allie squirting everywhere. And, like we said, you picked up two hot girls, so not a bad substitute for the miss party, right?
Oh, even better, huh? You're such a sweetheart. Now we just have to figure out whose bed he's sleeping in tonight.
I'm too fucking spent to argue about this. Let's just all sleep in your bed tonight, Allie. It's the biggest and the most comfortable.
Fuck yeah. You can sandwich him in between us all night. Funnel his cock while we're at it.
I can't wait. Because every day in this house is gonna be just like this.
Forever. Our little fuck toy.